Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Allison Tothy is on a phone line from the University of Chicago. She's a member of the American Academy of Pediatrics Wellness Advisory Group. We're just getting so much data, so much information here, Doctor. Thanks for joining us about what the schools should do in the fall. Thanks for giving us a minute of your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Should the students be masked when they go back to school, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics?
Sure. So the American Academy of Pediatrics yesterday put out a statement advising and recommending that all students, teachers, and staff above the age of 2 who are capable of wearing a mask should wear a mask in school.
What if they've been vaccinated?
Even if they are vaccinated. So we know that, you know, everyone under 12 cannot get the vaccine yet, are not eligible. And then there are a lot of students between the ages of 12 and 18 who are choosing, even though they are eligible, to not get the vaccine. So they're depending on the school system, the state, the county. There are a lot of children that will not be vaccinated, and we're trying to protect everyone.
You know how much pressure is being put upon these school boards and superintendents to ask the kids to go back without the masks, though, right?
I do. Yep. It is definitely there are some people are thrilled with our recommendations and some are not, certainly.
Well, they said that the school superintendent I spoke to a little while ago, and I suppose all of them would say this, it's a local decision. It's not a mandate from the CDC or the IDPH. So we'll make the decision locally, and the parents don't want the kids, at least a vocal enough group of parents, don't want the kids to wear the masks. Even sixth graders who haven't been vaccinated, maybe even fifth graders and sixth graders who aren't eligible for the vaccine. How dangerous do you think it will be if they do go back without masks?
So, very good question. We know that masks are a layer of safety that we use, among other things, to prevent the transmission of COVID. And many children are at risk. And while they aren't at as high a risk for severe illness that adults are, that we know of, they still can carry the illness. They can get symptoms and they can transmit the infection as well. And we're trying to prevent all of that.
But isn't it kind of an absolute that you're looking for? I mean, we all understand, I think, in principle what you're saying, but children don't get very sick from it if they do get sick, and they almost never die. And the adults around them have largely been vaccinated. So how great is the risk, really?
So a lot of adults have not been vaccinated around them, and it certainly depends on the county or the city or the state. There are areas that have definitely have really low uptake of vaccination rates, and those, they are at higher risk. We know that vaccinations are doing their job and are an incredibly important part of this, but we believe that for schools, getting kids back into the school, back in person, is so important, right? Not just from obviously an education perspective, but a social perspective, a mental health aspect to it. It is just so important to get kids back into their normal school system. And having masks on will allow more kids to do this safely.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of the children's mental health, that's the other complaint parents have, that the kids need the facial recognition. They need to see faces and have their face be seen. To say nothing of the sweaty, confining discomfort of it, it is a psychological thing. What do you say or know about that?
I believe that children seem to be, the children that I know and that I have taken care of seem to be wearing the masks just fine, are dealing with it really well. I actually find that children are incredibly responsive to encouragement of putting on a mask. And I don't think that it prevents them from being social in any way or limits their ability to be active or engaged with other children.
you know, the devil's advocate's on my ear here, and he's just telling me all of the things to say. And another thing is that the kids get facial acne, that there's all sorts of germs and virus. One mother was on Fox News. She sent her mask to a lab, and there was like 16 different pathogens in there. The mask was unhealthy, said this mother. Dr. Tothi, what do you say about that?
I think that it's important to encourage your, you know, wash your masks, keep them clean. It's important if you're using disposable masks to throw them out and choose a new one. And if they're fabric, put them in the laundry, wash them with soap and water, dry them out. And then acne is treatable. Keep your kids, have your kids wash their face morning and night, gentle soap and water. That should take care of the more oily skin or the irritation. And then when children are social distancing and they're outside and they're not in school, taking off their masks is okay when they're in a safe place to do so.
I hear a little incredulity in your voice, and I'm kind of chuckling myself here, but those are very serious arguments by some families. Do you have any advice for the school boards or superintendents out there? Because they're going to get yelled at.
So there's not incredulity. There's certainly, I understand the concerns that parents have, but COVID is serious. It can cause illness. It can cause missed days of school. Children can bring COVID home to family members, loved ones that are elderly, immunocompromised, that are at very high risk for not surviving a COVID illness. And a little bit of acne versus getting COVID or a long-haul symptom or having a family member die because it was transmitted, I think wearing the mask outweighs that.
But just one last thing, and I'm belaboring the point only because it's being belabored, but the kids don't get sick, doctor. They just aren't coming down with the disease or getting hospitalized with the disease. Listen, the parents don't want their kids to go to the hospital, and they're the ones saying they don't want them to wear the masks.
I've seen certainly in the pediatric emergency department my fair share of sick kids because of COVID, and I can tell you that not one parent individually wants their kid ever to be sick, whether it's a serious illness or not.
Yeah. So that's the sort of the immovable object and the irresistible force. I think the parents are asking for something that can't be in that case, right? That is, go without the mask, but also be as safe as they want the kids to be. You can't have it both ways.
Cannot have it both ways.
Okay. Well, that's kind of, and really smart people are making decisions that are 180 degrees different than what you just said. That's the frustrating thing, too. School boards, superintendents, smart parents, 180 degrees different than what you're saying. And I think
that the American Academy of Pediatrics has scientists and pediatricians behind it that are incredibly smart as well.
I'm so glad you joined us. Dr. Allison Tothi of the American Academy of Pediatrics Wellness Advisory Group. Doctor, thanks for your advice today. We really appreciate you joining us.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
I'm with her 100%, but I'm talking to people that aren't.